Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for When Your Family Loses Their Faith by Molly Law. Read by Leah Martin. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6. I recently had a conversation with one of my sisters about our other sister. My other sister mentioned she sort of liked crystals and believed in phenomena such as getting feelings or premonitions about death. This threw me for a second. My sisters and I grew up in the same household with the same faith and the same source of salvation. And when I voiced my concern to my sister, she said that if someone can find peace through any means, then why take that away from them? She also said that our sister was saved because the Bible says that nothing can take that away from her. Her relationship with the one who saves is virtually dormant. While I know this is true and believe that my sisters are still saved as they declared their love for Christ with their hearts, Romans 10:9, I found myself becoming increasingly scared, sad, and hurt that they're not experiencing a loving and close relationship with Christ. I can empathize with my sisters. Like I said, we were raised in the same church and the same Christian high school. In that environment, we were taught that our actions were directly connected with our faith and salvation. It was a legalistic culture that heavily preached toxic messages, especially around abstinence and purity culture. And as an adult, I know the damage and toll that took. I'm still healing and reconciling what I was taught with my relationship with the Lord now. Whereas I've been hurt by that and another church community group, I still love and have an active relationship with my Savior. This conversation with my sister also convicted me. Deep down, I've always known that my faith was a little stronger than my sister's, but I was secure in the knowledge that they knew and loved the Lord, and because of my mother, they were in Christian spaces. But as we grew older and led our own lives, I forgot to check in on their spiritual health. I turned inward and only focused on my faith and life. I trusted that they still carried the faith we grew up with. And my heart still aches, knowing they're not close to the one I know as my father, friend, comforter, and Prince of Peace. It makes me think about how this would affect my outlook, spreading the gospel to everyone around me. Would I be compelled to share the gospel with anyone else if their distance from God hurt me just as much as it does to know that my own sisters don't have an active relationship with the Lord? As a follower of Christ, I've been called to spread the gospel, to be a fisher of men. And that means within my own family and the world around me. And I've been suppressing that call, even ignoring it. But hearing my sisters admit they've drifted away has awakened that call in me. And I pray that it will for all of us today. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray for everyone who doesn't know you. I pray that you will pursue their hearts and bring those who love you to share your love with them. I pray that I can be that person, to be placed in the path of someone who needs you. Be with our families who may know of you, but don't know you. I pray that we can be your light and begin to plant that renewal and see you grow it. I pray that we don't ignore our calling to share the gospel message of salvation. I pray that we don't forget the fate of everyone who doesn't call on your name. I also pray that even though we know that someone is saved, that we don't just become complacent. I pray that we come along their faith journey so that we can disciple one another. Being called to share the message of salvation doesn't mean we abandon others right after they're saved. We're also called to disciple and be part of a community of believers. Lord, we pray for our families and friends and those around us who don't know you or who knew you but have become apathetic or have gone astray. I pray that we can be the light to bring them to you, to bring them back to your love and comfort. We love and trust you with all our hearts, our Father, our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.